happens. 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A powerful storm system is now moving up the East Coast. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca reports on what it has already produced.
Near Tallahassee, the storm dropped heavy rain, making driving nearly impossible. It's the same system that produced supercell storms earlier this week that sent giant hailstones raining down on parts of Texas.
Army aviation units are grounded after a second deadly helicopter crash this month, the latest in Alaska. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the details.
Three soldiers were killed and a fourth injured when two Apache helicopters collided in midair Thursday in a remote area of Alaska about 250 miles from Anchorage.
Americans are evacuating Sudan amid fierce fighting, despite the extension of a ceasefire. CBS's Dina Demetrius on the latest developments.
The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning of a humanitarian crisis, with hospitals short on staff and medicine.
We estimate about close to 50,000 children who were being treated for malnutrition, who don't have access to that treatment.
A Virginia food pantry is offering something different that could serve as a model for others across the country.
Unlike traditional food pantries where people are given a box of predetermined food, the Healthy Choice Food Pantry in Roanoke, Virginia is allowing people to choose the food items they will actually use.
We also see a lot less waste because when neighbors are selecting what they want, then they're getting to take the items home with them that they're choosing versus if you're handed a box and you can't or don't want some of those items, sometimes we would see those, you know, outside or discarded.
Allison McGee is the Healthy Food Pantry's chief strategy officer.
Jim Krasula reporting. You'll likely pay less at the pumps this summer. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve breaks it down.
While still expensive, AAA predicts we won't see prices climb quite as high as last summer's record.
For the national average, I don't think we're going to see it reach four.
But in the Valley of the Sun, $4 a gallon would be a summer dream come true.
Right now, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.62. A couple big banks are bidding this weekend to take over the troubled First Republic. CBS's Jason Brooks has more.
The Silicon Valley Bank failure sparked a deposit run at First Republic, which also does a lot of banking with tech startups, with deposits plunging over $100 billion in the first quarter, when not including a $30 billion deposit infusion from a group of 11 banks.
Shares of First Republic fell over 40% yesterday. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 45. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again. Tonight, mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 33. Mixed precipitation likely. Tomorrow, highs around 41. Cloudy. About an inch of snow tonight through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, just in time for opening weekend, we'll learn how the Fish and Game Forecaster can improve your fishing success. We'll also talk with Greenwater Walleyes guide Jesse Qualley about fishing Pete and Well flowage. And Jim Bobby Ash announces May events at the Range of Richfield. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay with us. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in the Milwaukee area. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's currently offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me from Wisconsin Rapids, back from another Masters Walleye Circuit tournament, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, that one was over on Lake Erie, I understand.
Yeah, over on Lake Erie out of Monroe, Michigan, and sitting right in between two different events. Dan got an event next weekend that was supposed to happen on the Mississippi River out of Red Wing and Welch, Minnesota, and we had to move that now to Lake Pete and Well, actually. So I'll touch on that in a second, but Monroe was a great tournament. 60 boats out there, 61 pounds, 10 ounces, won the event. A couple of local Michigan guys went out there and did what they needed to do. You know, they have all of Lake Erie to fish, and it was interesting to see what everybody chose to do. But the winning team ended up going kind of southeast to the Ohio Islands and found success there. Second and third place went to the North Shore on the Canadian side. And found their fish up there, so they were spread across the lake. But this upcoming event, having to switch places, it's just a lot of work, a lot of effort in a short period of time. But we really hope folks turn out, and there's still time to sign up if you want to fish a Masters Walleye Circuit right here in Central Wisconsin. You can do so. Get over on the MastersWalleyeCircuit.com and fish Lake Pete and Well with us.
All right. Well, I hope that you're able to. You've done all the logistics now. I hope you get a good crowd for that, because these tournaments are really something, and they're more exciting when there's a bigger turnout of competitors, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you know, we understand that, you know, usually this is something you can prepare for a year and a half out.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we just got a few days, so we get it. But we're going to run a great event. It's going to be fun.
Excellent. And you're hunting this week somehow?
Yeah, in between all of it, I'm going to try to get in sneak outs. Both Robert and I have tags. We'll see if we can fill one or both. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. And I had a period A turkey tag, and you saw the crazy weather we had for most of those 7 days, or at least mm-hmm. the first couple. I got out on Friday, and I got a Jake late afternoon, and I was happy to have that opportunity. You know, I call it a gift bird. I wasn't going to sit through rain, and there's just too much wind to deal with on some of the other days. So anyway, I got one in the bag, as they say. You know, it's been a couple of years since I took a group to Ballard's Black Island Resort up on Lake of the Woods, but I'm going again this year now that Canada has opened back up to American visitors. The dates are September 11 through 15. We'll spend 4 nights on Black Island with 3 days of fishing for walleyes, bass, pike, and muskies. All the meals are included, and we'll enjoy shore lunches of fresh walleyes, plus great breakfasts and evening dinners in the lodge. It's limited to only 11 guests, and it could fill fast. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com. The cost is $1,500 per person. That sounds like a lot, but it covers everything: guides, boats, food, bait, everything. All you need to do is get there. blackisland.com if you're interested. Well, coming up, John Lehman, president of DataSport Inc., explains how the Fish and Game Forecaster and Moon Clock can improve your fishing success. Jesse Qualley of Green Water Walleyes Guide Service reports on fishing action on the Wisconsin River and its flowages in Juneau County, where your event is next week, and he'll be fishing it, in fact. And we'll kick things off with Jim Bobbiash and a look at May events at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Attention all anglers! Stay ahead of the crowds with the most up-to-date and accurate fishing reports from around the region with OutdoorNews.com. Complete with lake maps and reports, gear reviews, and pro tips, it's the nation's top site for modern anglers. During the month of May, you can get 50% off any membership to OutdoorNews.com and never miss the best fishing info again. Just use the code May23 at checkout to instantly up your fishing game. Visit OutdoorNews.com today.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. It's located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and online at therangewi.com. And joining us once again for our monthly chat about what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan, it's always great to be here with you. I look forward to it every month.
Well, how was April?
April was a great month. We had plenty of excitement and fun. Our business is staying consistent for the last several weeks. Range traffic has increased, and we continue to see a lot of new folks, and we're always delighted to welcome back our old friends. Our guns, we're still getting a whole lot of guns. We're getting a lot of ammo, which is also terrific. Our consignment guns are growing both in-house and on guns.com. And the part that continues to amaze me is the number of people that have taken interest in our classes and educational programs. Education is very important to me, and we're getting the word out, and people are responding.
Well, that's good. So these are, for the most part, new shooters or new maybe to handguns or to one aspect of the sport?
Very much so, yes, yes. We've got the different levels. For example, the first shots that introduces it to them, and then we go from there. So it is amazing. And the part that's really kind of amazing is we don't have a concealed carry class this month. Our instructor is having some minor surgery, so we won't be able to do anything, but we have one on the end of the first part of next month, and it's already booked. 30 people. They're still out there, and they're still looking for help, so which is great.
Okay. Well, so what does May look like?
May is going to be great. We'll start with some classes. We have our basic NRA basic pistol course. full already. But stay tuned. We'll be offering it again another month or so. So, and then I did mention our popular first shots class, and that'll be on Wednesday, May 17th. And again, this is for somebody who's never shot before, it's a chance to come in and with a very small investment can learn a little bit about guns and actually shoot a 22. And if they like it, we can obviously grow from there. If they don't, they don't have a whole lot of dollars invested in it. Another popular course is our NRA Range Safety Officer class, and that's going to be on May 20th. Anybody who wants to be a range safety officer is required, at least at our place, to take this class so that they know the fundamentals, and not only can they help the people with the shooting, but they can also keep them safe, so it's important to us.
Yeah, all right. Well, and then you do private lessons as well, don't you?
Yes, yes. I've got some really great instructors, and they do a great job. And this is really a nice way, if you haven't any experience or have some experience, when you've got an individual class, the instructor is able to tailor it to your needs. If you're in a major class with, say, 10, 12 people, sometimes, you know, you may get bogged down in one area that you're good at or very familiar with. I always encourage the private instructors. They work out extremely well.
Uh-huh. You add classes and times off and on, don't you, throughout the month?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a little bit slower right now because coming into summer with all the other outdoor activity. It's always changing. Again, it may be a little bit quieter now. But starting up in September again, it will be a full bore with all the classes. And okay. I think some new ones this year.
Well, good, good. And some specials. I would imagine you've got some coming up.
Oh, yes, we have our May specials. So in honor of Armed Forces Day, from May 20th to May 21st, active military and vets shoot free. All they need to do is come on in and show us an ID, and they get a lane and have some fun.
Well, good.
And we can't forget about Mother's Day. Mom's Day is on May 14th. So all moms shoot for free, and they get a free target. And if you don't know what to get mom for Mother's Day, you can always pick up a Range gift card, and we're running a little special. If you spend $50 or more on a gift card, we'll give you a discount card for a half an hour of free shooting also.
Oh, nice.
This offer is going to run now through Mother's Day. And these can be purchased in the store online at therangewi.com. Spring cleaning time is here, and it's time for most of us to get those trusty firearms out and clean them up. So what we're doing is we're having a 15% all of our cleaning supplies for the entire month of May.
Nice. Any leagues going on?
Yes. As a result of the success of our Bullseye League, we are offering a summer Bullseye Slow Fire League. And that'll start on May 2nd and runs through September 1st. And you can shoot any weekday, Tuesday through Friday. We will have more information on our website. When you get to the regular Bullseye League, it's a timed shoot. So they've got a guy in there with a timer, and you get 10 shots, and you count how well you shoot. And we had actually trophies for those who did well. So this is a chance to come in here and start learning about it. There's no timer, so you got time to, you know, really concentrate and get going on it. We think this will help a lot for people who want to get involved and were maybe a little afraid to jump into the full Bullseye League.
Well, good. And ladies' night, you usually have one of those.
Yeah, we try to do that once a month, and this one is going to be on May 24th. The theme is what to practice and tips for training. So this is a great night. So ladies, be sure to check it out. The girls have a really great time.
Okay. How about safes?
Oh, we just got another shipment of 12 new Liberty safes delivered actually just the other day. And I've got these priced to move. We have a great selection in stock, so no need to wait. And today's a great time to enjoy the peace of mind that you get when you buy the best built safe on the planet, link to Liberty Safes.
All right. And consignment guns, you usually have a pretty good selection of those.
We do, and it's amazing that the number of guns keep growing. It changes almost daily. So if you're, you know, in the market, I see guys coming in here now on a regular basis just to see what came in and what's new. We've been very fortunate with that. If you're looking to turn some of those guns that you're no longer using into cash, come on, stop in. Brian does a great job in getting these guns sold either in the store or on gunbroker.com.
Okay. And, of course, Memorial Day is a Monday. You're usually closed on Monday, so I imagine you won't be open on Memorial Day.
Right. I just want to mention that to everybody because, you know, other people have off on that day, and they're always looking for something to do. But, you know, unfortunately, we will not be open May 29th.
All right. But the rest of the month, you're there and ready to talk, whether people want to shoot or buy something or just chat about guns.
Absolutely. We love to see you. Come on in, and we'll tell you what's going on in the marketplace and hopefully convince you to donate some lead.
All right. Well, Jim, have a great month of May, and we will talk to you again as June approaches.
Awesome, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Jim Bobiash, he's the president of the Range of Richfield. Everything we talked about here is on their website, therangewi.com. And if you want to visit them in person, they're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where 41 and 45 split. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is John Lehman. He's president of Data Sport, Inc. of Atlanta, and Data Sport publishes the annual Fish and Game Forecaster and Doug Hannon's Moon Clock, both of which help hunters and anglers plan their outings around peak fish and game activity periods. The website is datasport.com. John, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, some of our listeners are familiar with John Alden Knight's Solunar Tables, which forecast fish and game activity periods based on both the sun and the moon. Is that what the Fish and Game Forecaster does?
It does. The fishing, they're two separate things, Dan, really, and they don't often mirror one another, but Fish and Game Forecast predicts those kind of periods, but they're not based on the moon alone.
Uh-huh.
The moon clock is based solely on the moon. An interesting story about how the Fish and Game Forecast got to be quote-unquote invented. I guess that's for a bit later.
All right.
That's what we do.
Uh-huh.
We do it for fishing, hunting, bird watching, and we have a lot of people that are wildlife photographers that use it. We used to have one of the, I believe it was Cabela's, the guy that was in charge of filming that, was using this to determine the future times that was going to be best for being a field.
Uh-huh. Well, how does one use the forecaster?
Well, you got the opener coming up, so if you're going to go fishing for the opener, you determine what time of day is going to be most active. It's not a feeding schedule, it's an activity schedule, and the theory is that fish or game or birds are moving to eat. It doesn't actually predict the feeding, but it predicts the movement.
Well, you mentioned our opener, which is May 6th. That's a general inland fishing opener on most lakes in Wisconsin. Those of us who will be fishing opening weekend, targeting walleyes, northern pike, and bass for the most part, I'm looking at May 6th in your book. 9 a.m. is just getting into the good time, but the afternoon looks even better.
Yep, 3 o'clock is the peak there. One of the things that's different about what we do from a lot of the things that are available now electronically is we don't predict an exact time. These things are figured on the center of each time zone, so there isn't really much of a delay or a precursor one way or the other. But anybody that's been out there fishing or hunting realizes that if the time says 1:17, the deer or squirrels or bass or walleye don't say, "Oh, it's 1:16. Hey, we got a minute to get going."
Right.
Everything builds earlier and finishes later than the exact times because of the fact that it's the forces affect smaller fish and game first, and then they're followed by larger fish and game.
So what are the various factors that go into the activity time periods?
Let's take the moon clock first.
Okay.
And as I said, that is solely the moon. And it's kind of like John Alden Knight's Solunar Tables, and obviously Solunar is referring to the moon, which is the lunar part, and the sol, which is the solar part,
right,
and the sun. Our moon clock is a product of Doug Hannon, who was an amazing guy I think I remember you said you've run into him a couple of times or at least talked with him.
I did.
He was a Canadian by birth and really best known for catching a huge amount of huge bass.
He was known as the bass professor.
Exactly. And a unique guy, a unique personality, and unfortunately he's not here. He departed, I'm going to say, probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Actually, a decade ago this month.
Wow.
I looked it up. Yeah, it's hard to believe he's gone that long.
It's hard to believe.
He was a young man when he died. Young compared to me. I mean,
you and me, everybody's young compared to us.
Yeah.
But yes, he was in his 60s. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a unique personality and a brilliant guy. He probably has, I don't even know how many now, but had a number of different patents that he had, of things he had invented, like, for example, the ninja prop that was on Motor Guide for so long. That was his invention.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to, one of the other things he invented was the solution that they put into the tanks when they have weigh-ins at the different places for the tournaments to keep the fish alive, leave the slime on the fish so it didn't kill them. Of course, when you're walleye fishing, for the most part, that's what you want to do is kill them and eat them.
Right. Yeah, so. He invented this moon clock, and I have one in my hand here. So how does it work?
It's very easy. It's a rotating dial. It's on a 4x6 plastic bed, and you just rotate the inner dial, which has the months, to the days, which are on the outer dial, and mm-hmm. that will give you the good and excellent time periods. So the sixth, the good times are, let's see, 6:45 to 8:15 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what time dark is, but 7:15 to 8:45 at night.
Yeah, that should be in daylight still. Yep.
Yep. And you'll notice that those are an hour and a half each.
Uh-huh.
So the good periods are an hour and a half. The excellent periods are 2 hours. And so the excellent periods are 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
That's yep.
Getting up a little early.
Yep.
Or 1:15 to 3:15 p.m. The other part of this thing, it does a number of things that will be one day past the full moon. And Doug's theory is that 3 days before and after the full moon and the new moon are the times that are most productive.
Well, I certainly concur with that based on my own experience. And I've seen a lot of wildlife activity around the full moon. I know deer hunters are keyed into that. Okay, so we've got the moon clock then telling us that those are good times. Now, there are other factors that go into your fish and game forecaster, right? Not just where the sun or where the moon happens to be.
Right.
I mean, what about weather? And what about, we had a freak snowstorm the other day, and, that's unusual for April, but it happened.
Weather is the overpowering feature to both of these things. And uh-huh. I don't care what you're looking at, whose table it is, the weather overrides everything. And it's the frontal activity, really, that causes the most powerful influence on these things. It all is based mostly on the moon because the moon is that much closer than the sun. So it has quite a pull on all kinds of wildlife. The problem with that is that it can say that it's a lousy time, and a cold front can be moving in, and I don't know whether you agree or disagree, but the advent of a cold front prior to its arrival makes everything much better.
Yep.
And as it passes, it depresses it. So those are things that you should take into account. And it makes the peaks, the most active times, that much more active.
Uh-huh. Both of these are very handy tools, and the moon clock, as you mentioned, is plastic, so it's not going to get wet and deteriorate, and your book is small enough to put in your boat's glove compartment or a tackle box, whatever you need to do to keep it dry.
And the forecaster, actually, Dan, has a couple of other aspects that are different from the moon clock. One of them is that it has a log book that's integral with it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how many people people these days keep a track record of these things, but it talks about a day and a location and the wind speed, what the sky cover was, where the barometer was, and other notes. And then on the bottom of each page is a grid that people ask, what the heck is that for? And the answer is, that's to draw as best you can a picture of what it looked like either on the water or underneath the water. So if you're fishing over structure, that's a good place to put that note in there. Furthermore, the answer to what makes the fish and game forecast different from the moon clock is the way it was invented, and it's really kind of an interesting thing. This is, coincidentally, the 50th year of the fish and game forecast, and I believe it's the 42nd for the moon clock. I didn't invent either of them, but it must be doing something right to last that long.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks from the Wisconsin area that use these things through the years. So the difference is that, let me go back in a little bit before that and tell you how this got invented.
Well, John, I want to hear about the origin of the fish and game forecaster, but we need to take a break here. Will you stay with us, and we'll pick it up in a minute or so?
Love to do it. Thank you.
You bet. Folks, we're talking with John Lehman about the fish and game forecaster and Doug Hannon's moon clock, and we will be back and talk with John a little more right after this. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PetonWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Flow has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out FLOEINTL.com. Flow Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Attention all anglers. Stay ahead of the crowds with the most up-to-date and accurate fishing reports from around the region with OutdoorNews.com. Complete with lake maps and reports, gear reviews, and pro tips, it's the nation's top site for modern anglers. During the month of May, you can get 50% off any membership to OutdoorNews.com and never miss the best fishing info again. Just use the code May23 at checkout to instantly up your fishing game. Visit OutdoorNews.com today.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this,
we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I've been talking with John Lehman, president of DataSport Inc., about the Fish and Game Forecaster and Doug Hannon's Moon Clock. And the website is DataSportInc.com. And John, we were talking about the origin, or about to talk about the origin of the Forecaster. How did it get started?
Well, it started in Minneapolis with a couple of guys that were fishing buddies, and one of them was working with Sperry Rand. I don't know if you recall, but Sperry Rand was the old version of Sperry Univac. That's today known as Unisys. One of the guys was paid by Sperry Rand to put as much information as they could into this computer program to find out how much it would take to blow it up. This was way back in the beginning, and it was probably not even a magnetic tape. It might have been a wire, and probably the huge, my first computer other than a Commodore 64 was a Apple IIe, and they had a huge memory of 40 megabytes.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, this these guys decided that they would put in all kinds of information that they knew was important to fishing. The moon position, the sun position relative to the Earth. They were thinking about barometric pressure according to the movement of fronts, but they couldn't put that in. So that is something you have to put in. But they were interested, and they knew that the natural triggers of dusk and dawn were things that made fish move and deer move and that kind of business, and those are cranked in there. And through the years, they kept track of different kinds of tournaments. They did the St. Paul Pioneer Press had a walleye tournament. They took those times that the fish were caught and backfed them into this, and they did this a few times and kept trying to make sure that it was more accurate based on the after effect of when the fish were caught. And that's really basically how it turned out.
Uh-huh, okay. And it's been published ever since.
It's been published. I think 1972 was the first time, so this is actually the 50th year.
Yep, all right. Let's circle back to the opening day of our game fish season, which is May 6th, and based on both the moon clock and the fish and game forecaster, and also the fact that the full moon is on the 5th, May 6th ought to be a pretty good day for fishing.
Definitely. You know what they say?
Yeah.
Any day to go fishing is a good day. So I'll tell you one of the other things that's kind of interesting about this and what it does for you. Let's say that you have to cut the grass on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you look at it on that weekend, and 9 o'clock in the morning is not as good as 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going someplace close. Don't be cutting the grass at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Be fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so 9 o'clock in the morning is a pretty good time to cut the grass or do whatever other honeydew things that you have around the house.
Right. And maybe you can explain to your wife or significant other that, look, it's right here in the book. I really ought to be fishing at that time, so I'm free to do the chores at this other time, right?
Absolutely. Let me know how that works.
I will give it a try. Well, for folks who want to get copies, and I've got mine, but folks, you've still got time before opening day. How do we get a copy of these two amazing forecast devices?
Well, there are several options. Actually, the best way of doing it is to go online to datasportinc.com, and you'll see both the fish and game forecaster and the moon clock right there. And it's an easy deal. It's very safe. But there are two other options that are interesting as well. And we now make, actually we've done it for years, we make apps which have both the information from the fish and game forecaster and the moon clock. And it's, unfortunately, it's only good for Apple products.
Uh-huh.
We used to do the Androids, but the Apples, for some reason, outproduced them, and it got to be very expensive to even make one. So we opted just to do it's called iOS.
Yep.
Operating system. So there's a direct link to both of those things on that front page on the DataSport Inc. website.
Okay. Does the app version also have the logbook feature?
Nope.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So if you want to keep track of the weather and the wind direction and make a note of that special place where you caught that big walleye or bass, you need the book.
Exactly.
All right.
Or you can have both of them, because then you don't have to take the book with you.
Uh-huh.
If you're sitting in a tree stand, you can look at your app, and it'll tell you what the time is and when to keep your eyes open.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think a lot of our younger listeners are going to go with the app. My on-air partner, Jeff Kelm, who just recently turned 40, he does read, but boy, he does everything on his phone. And,
yeah, I know what you mean.
and he's not all that young anymore. And anyone younger than Jeff, for sure, is phone-based. So, All right.
Exactly.
Well, John, thank you so much for an interesting conversation and telling us all about the Fish and Game Forecaster and Doug Hannon's Moon Clock. And I hope a lot of our listeners will check out your website and get their copies in time for fishing season, which is opening very soon.
That's great, and I appreciate the time you're spending, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. John Lehman is the president of DataSport, Inc., and they publish the Fish and Game Forecaster. This is the 50th edition now, the 2023 version, and Doug Hammond's Moon Clock. You can order both, and you can learn more online, and you can also get the app as well at DataSportInc.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. Let's turn our focus now to Castle Rock and Peatonwell flowages and the Wisconsin River. Juneau County and these bodies of water offer four seasons of outdoor recreation, including hiking and biking trails and more in the lands around the flowages. You can check out everything that's offered in this area online at castlerock-peatonwell.com. And joining us now is a familiar voice, Jesse Qualley, owner of Greenwater Walleyes Guide Service, and his website is greenwaterwalleyes.com. Well, Jesse, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well, and gosh, the game fish season is open year-round on the river and the flowages I just mentioned, unlike elsewhere in the state where it's going to open next weekend. But how's the fishing been so far this spring?
It's been a different spring, but guys are catching fish. You know, we've been getting a lot of high water and a lot of cold water. You know, it's kind of like a slow process, and then bang, it happened really fast. They spawned, but you know, guys are getting out still and catching fish. If you put the time in, you're going to catch the fish. But now they're pretty much done spawning and they're moving back out to the lake, and they're, you know, they're hungry now, so they're a little bit easier to catch.
Now you're talking walleyes, of course.
Yep, walleyes.
Yeah, and have you been fishing both lakes and the river?
Yep, I've been on Castle Rock a few times, fishing around the Buckhorn Bridge area and out on the Buckhorn side. I've been below Castle Rock Dam a few times and Nicosia stretch of river for quite a bit.
How is that river looking? It's pretty high now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about perfect right now. You know, we still got some good current flow, and it's a little high. You know, Nicosia today was about a foot to 2 foot higher than normal. Still good current, but Peatonwell flowage is still about 2 foot low out in the lake. Below Peatonwell Dam, it's raging down there. And the same thing, Castle Rock all the way down to the Dells, you know, but it's starting to get where people, it's safe to where people can actually get out in their boats over the dams now, but it was cranking pretty good. I mean, that's the most water I've seen in a long time.
And out in the lake, that different level, does that make a difference in how the fish are hitting and where to fish?
No, well, in the spring, they try to maintain for the spring runoff, so in February, they start dropping the bodies of water, you know, but these fish still move up the spawn. Not all fish run up in the river to spawn. There's still lake fish to spawn, but what you really need is you need good current to move the fish from the lake to the river, and we had that. And then we had just the slow process of, since we've been having this amazing weather, slow process of water temperature rise, but then we had that real warm weekend, and it jumped the water temperature up drastically, you know, and the fish spawned, and now they're heading back to the lake. It was kind of tough, but it's picked up pretty good.
Well, what advice have you got for newcomers to these waters this spring?
Well, play it safe out there. And the DNR are really talking about wearing your life jackets, having your throwable and everything. Have that all out. Try new things, you know, ask around, read information. There's all kinds of stuff out there. It seems like it changes daily, especially this year, you know. And who knows, when these fish go out on the lake, it could be a trolling bite right away, or it could be a jigging bite. You're going to want to head to where the rivers feed into the headwaters while the fish filter out on the lake. You can target humps or structures, a river channel, a little bit of everything, you know, just mix it up and try different stuff, try new stuff, just keep working at it.
All right. Now, do you have available dates this spring and summer for guiding?
Yes, I still have a few dates open in May and some in June. Not in July and August, they're booked already, but each month I got a few dates open, and then September and October I got quite a few dates too.
All right, good. With all the fishing you do, Jesse, have you had any time to turkey hunt this spring?
Yes, I took my youngest daughter out for the youth hunt, and we had a close encounter Saturday evening with some toms. They're henned up. They were pretty far for a beginner to shoot, you know, with their new gun out that far. We just didn't feel comfortable with that. But then Sunday, we had some henned up toms. We left them. We had nine jakes come in, and they came in so close. They were literally 30 to 40 feet to our
Well, good for her. She's got the right attitude.
They're there. I love turkey on spring turkey on end. That's a rush. That's just like catching a big muskie or, hunting a big whitetail during the rut. That is so much fun, and the kids enjoy that big time.
Absolutely. Well, Jesse, earlier in the show, Jeff Kell mentioned that the Masters Walleye Circuit is coming to Peatonwell next weekend because of high water on the Mississippi. Are you planning to fish it?
Yeah, I plan on it. Fished it out there a couple different times now, and it's my home body of water. It'd be kind of silly not to. I plan on it. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Now, without giving too much away, any advice for someone competing in this event?
Boy, fish are moving. They're going from spawn to post-spawn now, their fish are hungry. There'll be fish caught all throughout the river and, moving out on the lake. Who knows? There could be a big pot of fish caught out on the lake. Could be a big pot of fish caught in the river. It's going to be kind of interesting because fish you catch here one day, they might be a quarter mile down river tomorrow and gone the next day. The person that stays on the fish and figures out what they want, they'll cash a check, a good check.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Maybe we'll follow up with you afterwards and see how you did.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
You bet. Jesse Qualley, a guide with Greenwater Walleyes Guide Service. This is brought to you by the Castle Rock and Peatonwell Lakes Association, castlerock-peatonwell.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Attention all anglers. Stay ahead of the crowds with the most up-to-date and accurate fishing reports from around the region with OutdoorNews.com. Complete with lake maps and reports, gear reviews, and pro tips, it's the nation's top site for modern anglers. During the month of May, you can get 50% off any membership to OutdoorNews.com and never miss the best fishing info again. Just use the code May23 at checkout to instantly up your fishing game. Visit OutdoorNews.com today.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out FLOEINTL.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Castle Rock and Peatonwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-peatonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And folks at Cedar Lake remind you that on May 13th, they'll have Coast Guard personnel on hand for boat safety checks. And they're offering up to $2,500 in instant cash back on new Crestliner, Fishhawk, Superhawk, and Vision models. Check the Cedar Lake Sales website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. And by Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water at castlerock-petenwell.com and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live at this time, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, along with shows from several recent years, are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube TV channel. Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV on YouTube.
And a couple different places you can find us online and download the show, take us with you during the week. Go to lake-link.com, go to Outdoors Radio, and you can download it there. You can also go to outdoornews.com/podcast and find it there as well. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR is looking for volunteers to help with elk calf surveys on the elk herd in Jackson County and the surrounding area. Dates are May 19th through June 18th. It's fun but hard work, and you'll be tromping through brush and over rough terrain. And when they find a calf, DNR staff take measurements, put a GPS collar on it so they can follow its movements. So if you're interested, go to the DNR website and type in elk survey, and you'll find out how to sign up for it. Dave Roll, our videographer for Deer Hunt Wisconsin, is hoping to get some footage that we might use on a future deer hunt show. Elk are big deer, right? And we may be, Jeff, you and I may be hunting them someday if we're lucky.
Maybe someday, that's right.
Yeah, well, you've done it out west, but here in Wisconsin, that would be cool.
Would be a great opportunity.
If you're, it would be great. If you're in the Mauston area and you happen to hear this on our podcast before Saturday or early Saturday morning, on WRJC Radio, the Outdoors Forever Conservation Club Annual Kids Day is going on today, that's April 29th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the Outdoors Forever Clubhouse on County Road N in Mauston. Activities include shed antler hunting, birdhouse building, archery, nature hikes, and more. For info, visit outdoorsforeverclub.com. And if you've ever thought about buying a Hungarian Vizsla, a friend of mine has a litter of AKC registered Hungarian Vizsla puppies with championship bloodline and pedigree from the bloodline of KC Touchdown Guy. I don't know him, but he sounds powerful. He's the dog with the most field trial wins of any Vizsla. The mother of the litter is his daughter. And her name includes a Josie in there. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. She was bred by the same breeders, Countryside Kennels of Keville, Kentucky. Puppies were born February 21st. They are ready to go. They're 9 weeks old, ready for new homes. Price is $1,500. That's a good deal on a pedigreed Vizsla. Mm-hmm. You can call Scott at 920-948-6969 or message me on Facebook at Dan Small Outdoors or email dsoradio@gmail.com if you're interested. As I mentioned earlier, I'll be hosting a group at Ballard's Black Island Resort on Lake of the Woods in September. You can go to blackisland.com if you're interested and click on trips and look for my name. That should be posted there, blackisland.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. He and his friends will present a series of concerts this spring. The next one, May 20th, at the Harbor View Event Center in Washburn. Visit warrennelson.com for more information. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, get a turkey, get some sleep, and good luck with that tournament this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet. And folks, be sure to join us next week for Outdoors Radio.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.